when you think about robots, if you do, you might think of famous images from science fiction, some kind of tin can built to vaguely resemble a human being.
I am C-3PO, human-cyborg relations.
But why give robots our human limitations? Rob Wood, an engineer at Harvard, and colleagues are working to develop what they call a colony of flying robotic insects, what he calls robo-bees.
They look similar to, let's say, a large housefly, where there are two wings. Each of the wings can flap more or less like a fly or a bee.
Now, why develop a robotic flyer bee when you have flies and bees?
There are several applications you could imagine if I have, these small robots that are agile and autonomous.
For instance, search and rescue.
And, you can envision a firefighter having a box of 1,000 of these things. And so, I release them at a disaster site and they look for survivors.
And although robo-bees are tiny, and that's the point of them, Rob Wood says they can draw strength from operating in a swarm.
If several of the robots were to be injured or no longer functional, then others will just take the place. That's not true if you have, one all-purpose, big, sophisticated robot. If that gets broken, then, mission over.
Rob Wood of Harvard says the development of robots as small as flies or bees might also lead to other tiny robotic devices that could be used in medicine. In the meantime, if you feel a small bite at the back of your neck, be careful before you swat. Is that an insect or sophisticated technology?